Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks for listening. The eclectic and mesmerizing Bewilderfest returns to Urban Artifact for its fourth year, August 23rd and 24th. This year's lineup of musicians includes many local favorites, as well as great regional and nationally known acts, such as Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, Zach Deputy, and Screaming Females. Here to tell me all about Bewilderfest 2019 is Urban Artifact's Music and Entertainment Director, Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, how you doing?
Jim, thanks for having me. I feel great.
This is the fourth Bewilderfest.
It is.
Man, how have you been able to keep this sustained over these years?
I think just by a small exponential growth. The first year we had Bewilderfest was a all-local bill. So, you know, it was just everybody from all around town, kind of like locals getting together and promoting it. And then the next year, we were able to fit a little more regional acts in that were kind of getting big in their own rights, like the Lungs or the Tribes of Cincinnati from Columbus and Louisville and here and there. So we were able to fit them in. And then last year, we started to incorporate a little bit of national flavor into the bill. And this year, we're doing all of the above. So yeah. It's just, you know, bands on bands on bands on bands from national, local, regional, all across the country.
And it's two-day festival on three different stages, so plenty of room for lots of bands. What has changed?
There's a lot that has changed. There's a lot that's still the same. The first 2 years were just downstairs, and then the second year we added just a little bit of upstairs, just for like 9 p.m. to midnight. And then last year we had three stages. We incorporated the third stage outside, and it kind of allowed us to get more bands in and have people kind of playing off and on each other. Like downstairs there would be a really cool band, and then right after them outside there's going to be a really cool band, and then like right after them upstairs is going to be a really cool band. So it's just kind of like a alternating thing where we have just everybody playing at all times of the day.
Is there ever a logistical challenge to that, where you have two bands playing at a close time and you want to make sure that everyone gets fair
attention? There's still bands that are playing at like the same time as the other bands, but it won't be much of an overlap. Or if it is, the bands are not going to sound anything like each other. So if we had a band like Lung upstairs during part of the festival, which they will be here this year on the 23rd, downstairs we're not going to have anything that sounds like Lung. We want you to go from one room to either the outside or the downstairs and just have a completely different experience everywhere you go on campus. And it's such a small campus that it becomes kind of bewildering, but in a good way. So hence Bewilderfest, like, welcome to the confusion, but welcome to the really awesome acts that are playing, and just welcome to getting your mind blown wherever you're at.
And we can spend a lot of time talking about these acts, because you, like you said, you have some fantastic local musicians as well as some national acts. But before we get to that, I want to ask you a couple of things, and that is, one, has Bewilderfest really gained a reputation in the region as a very cool place to play?
Oh, for sure. Actually, this year, before I started booking the fest, there was people reaching out just like September, October of last year after the fest had actually happened, be like, are you taking submissions to play Bewilderfest this year? And to me, that's like the mark of success for a festival. If bands are asking if you're taking submissions, you know, we don't really want to do the submission thing, because submissions are kind of, I don't know, like a lot of the time it costs money to submit your band, and we really don't want to do that. I just like to take a look at like either who is making obviously incredible music around town or around the country, and what people kind of like in the Northside area that we're in, and who's really making a mark on the scene right now. I just kind of take that into consideration and book the festival. And if you don't get picked for the festival, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're not a good band or whatever, because there's a lot of bands that will feel that way. If I don't get picked for a certain thing, I'm just not good enough. It's really not that. There's just so many good bands in Cincinnati that it's really hard to pinpoint, you know, anyone specific unless I can see what you're doing and whatnot. So it was kind of the same with Midpoint, where they were doing the same kind of thing. They were curating their own event and having locals in and bigger nationals out so the locals can play with. And it's kind of something cool that you could put on your band resume, you know. It's like, you know, I played with Clap Your Hands Say Yeah, or I played with Moon Hooch, or what have you. It's really good if a band wants to go to a booking coordinator or an outside manager, and they really want to get their band on the ground, and to be able to say that they played with national acts is paramount, I think, to a growing band.
Well, again, going back to logistics, there's all the coordinating of touring schedules and all that kind of stuff, and yeah, it becomes a very complicated machine that you have to put together. Another thing I wanted to mention before we start talking about the bands is that I have heard from several local bands, and they have all said that Urban Artifact is a great place to play because the crew that you have, the people that run the sound, the lights, and everything else, they just care. They really want to present a great show and to present the local music and the local artists in the best way. And everyone's just been blown away by the work that you do at Urban Artifact.
100%. I can't say enough about our sound crew and even our owners, Scott Hand being one of them. He just takes a lot of pride into creating a really good music community, just to be in our one little place, to have bands to be able to express themselves through and make it sound really good. You know, and that's super important. And our sound techs, Andrew Tetrick and Devin Brooks, they are constantly lauded in the community as being like those 100% troopers that go in and actually listen to your band. Because there's a lot of, you know, venues I've played, because I'm in a band, and, you know, I'm not going to name names, but, you know, you sit around and you'll look back at the soundstage and they'll be reading a book or something. And our sound techs don't do that. They're listening to every single note, and they want you to have a good output, no matter if you're playing in front of 5 people or 500 people.
Right. And whether you're a local act or a regional act or a national act, they give you the same attention.
They put the same care into it. So that's really important. I think that's why Urban Artifact has, part of the reason for sure that Urban Artifact has grown into kind of what it is today, whether it just being the venue or the radio station trying to help bands get on the air or whatever. It's really important, I think. And for as many bands that are in Cincinnati, it's just that much more important.
All right, so let's talk about the bands.
Let's do it.
I have listed in front of me just the local acts that you have presented, and honestly, some of these are my favorites. Tweens, which they've been around for a while, and we actually had them here in the studio years ago, and I loved them then. You've mentioned Lung, who is one of my favorite local acts. Whiskey Shambles, Girlwood, Spitwad Angels, Us Today, Go Go Buffalo, Moonbow. Who else am I missing in terms of just the local acts?
Baoku.
Oh, of course.
He's just, man, every time I've booked him, I don't know how many times, and every time I book him, it's just, he will draw, he's one of those people, he's one of those acts that will draw people in from, like, say they're playing the Taproom Lounge, he's going to pull people in from the bar to come see him. He puts 100% into it, and he's always at the end of the show like, can we have 15 more minutes?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's great. Like, yeah. I love that. Sound techs might not like that, but, you know, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen him, he's one of the, well, he, the band, they're one of the most engaging acts you'll ever experience. It's predominantly percussion, very, I don't know, I want to say maybe Afrocentric kind of rhythm-based music, but it is so high energy and such a good time, and you cannot help but have fun.
For sure. He's like John Williams up there, really. He's like directing the orchestra, and that's a lot of what he does, is he directs off of stage. he'll be there with his little pen and he'll be kind of telling people what to do, but he'll also get up on drums and sing and everything, and he's just a consummate professional. I couldn't say any more
about him. And then let's talk about the national acts. I'm blown away by some of these acts that you've been able to draw in for Bewilderfest 2019.
Sure. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is our Friday headliner, and when I landed them, it was kind of, I don't know, it was like nostalgia from being around, hanging out like when Mad Hatter was around and Sudsy Malone's was around. It was like the same kind of atmosphere, and they still have like a really good following in the Cincinnati area, and they've been around for a really long time. Very happy to have them.
Yeah, again, a very high energy, good time band.
For sure. Yeah. And then we have Screaming Females, which is, they've really been tearing it up the last couple years. They kind of have the femme rock pop type stuff going, but the message they're conveying is, I think it should be heard by everybody, whether you're into that kind of music or not. It's a really strong, good message to send forward of, you know, just equality. Everybody's equal. Mm-hmm. Everybody deserves the same kind of stage time. Everybody deserves the same sort of just listening through whatever media you're listening to music through. They're kind of all about equality, and that's part of the reason I wanted to have them here. And we have Timber also, who's played Urban Artifact a couple times, but I guess you might pronounce her name Timber. It's spelled Timber, but I've heard the same thing from her multiple times, so it's like Timber, whatever. She plays the harp and it's beautiful, and she's played with such national acts as like Jack White or Me Without You, and she's just a really fun person to be around, and she really cares about music. And we just have people like Zach Deputy and 68, who was Josh Scoggin was part of a band called The Chariot back in the day, kind of harkening back to the Mad Hatter days, where bands like The Chariot or The Fall of Troy would be around, hardcore act, but now he's doing the kind of like hard rock and blues type thing. So it's just an all around, just, you don't know what you're going to get when you walk in. You're going to hear indie pop, you're going to hear hard blues music, you're going to hear harp, you're going to hear electronic. It's just spread out over the whole weekend, and it's legitimate acts, and we really just wanted to spread eclecticism.
And then, aside from the music, what other things are happening on stage?
We'll have some, just the face painters and the special speakers and vendors and Urban Artifacts Eclectic Brews.
I think there's a comedy troupe.
There is some comedy this year. We had some comedy last year, and actually there was people who reached out to me via email that really wanted comedy to be a part of the festival again this year. So we have Wonder Dog, who is from Columbus, along with his friend Walter Joseph and local Zach Schonkweiler, who actually puts on Urban's comedy open mics every other week, to helm the comedy troupe this year. And we're really excited to have it. Next year for Bewilderfest, we're really hoping for a really big change. I can't really say anything about it, but for the whole event itself, it's definitely something to look forward to. And not just this year, but next year, years to go, we're still going to have the same eclectic music. We're still going to have stuff that's good for the family if you want to bring your kids.
But always trying to make it bigger and better.
That's the name of the game, right? Yeah. It's just make it bigger, better, and still play true to your laurels. And we still really want to have the locals as much involved with the musical aspect as we can moving forward, because that's what we were built on. And, you know, this city, just like I said before, just has so much to offer musically that we would never want to leave that out.
So if someone wanted to find out more about Bewilderfest 2019, what would they do?
they could go to bewaterfest.com and then they can see all the scheduling and all the events. Everything that you need to know will be on bewaterfest.com and maybe at bewaterfest you'll see the great Jim Nolan.
Maybe. Bewaterfest 2019, August 23rd and 24th at Urban Artifact. I've been speaking with Jeremy Moore. Thank you so much for coming in and spending time with me today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
The 2019 Bewaterfest takes place August 23rd and 24th at Urban Artifact. For band profiles and scheduling and a lot more information about the festival, you can find a link at our website, wvxu.org/lx. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. This episode was recorded and produced by me, Jim Nolan. The theme music for this episode is by Scott Holmes and comes from the Free Music Archive. You can find out more at freemusicarchive.com. The song you're listening to right now is Living It Up by Go Go Buffalo from their album Live in Hell. You can find out more about them at gogobuffaloohio.bandcamp.com. Until next time.